Discover the most cutting-edge business and internet marketing strategies and how to generate more traffic, leads, and sales. This is Big Fat Marketing.
Well, good evening and welcome to the final episode of Big Fat Marketing for 2011, and very excited to be on the final episode. Tonight we've got a very special show. We'll be looking at the year in review. We'll be going through not all, because there's just so many experts we've interviewed this year, but we've gone through, Ray and I, and we've handpicked what we feel is the best tips that you can take for the rest of the 2011 and also into 2012 and beyond. It was very tough, but we've narrowed it down to, I think, 26 tips, if I'm not wrong, with Ray. And make sure you stick around to the end, because we do have a special gift for you, and we want to give that to you at the end, as well as some breaking news, guys. I feel like I'm in the Channel 9 newsroom here. And we've got some breaking news. There's been some activity on Facebook, some changes to their fan page, and apparently it's causing havoc with everybody. No one can figure out what the solution is until Jim and Emily got the problem sorted. So I think we're going to have a world first here, and the problem is going to be revealed to you, so that you can overcome that and exactly what to do. So we're going to get Jim and Emily right at the end there, and so make sure you hang around, as well as that special giveaway. But right now we will get right into it, because I'm not even sure how long this is going to take. We could be in for a long one here, guys. We're going to review a whole year, and you know how Ray loves to talk. Speaking of Ray, can you hear me?
I can hear perfectly clear, Steve, and g'day to all the listeners, and thank you everyone for joining Big Fat Marketing, and pretty much a lot of the actual dedicated listeners that have been on for pretty much a lot of them, some of them have been on every episode. So thank you guys for all your dedication, all your support.
Absolutely, absolutely, guys. Well, you know, we started this show in January this year, and it's something we wanted to do for a while, since I did a webinar TV show last time many years ago with the 7 Experts webinar series. Which was hopefully not as good as this, but you know, we just thought, screw it, let's do it, and we've made it happen. And Ray, I can't believe, wait till you see the presentation. I can't believe how many people we've interviewed, and we've been here every Monday.
I know. It's it's a lot of content out there, and some really, really good content. And I'm sure tonight's show is going to be fantastic. And we're touching on some of the gold nuggets on each one of those. We have webinars, Big Fat Marketing Show. So I'm really looking forward to this show tonight.
Absolutely, me too. And plus, we get to go on holiday, and Ray's wife doesn't have to yell at him anymore, going, get off the computer on a Monday night. So he'll have some reprieve from that as well. All right, I'm just kidding. Ray's wife's absolutely lovely. Okay, so Big Fat Marketing, episode number 47. Guys, we're going to take a trip back to the first ever Big Fat Marketing episode, the first one. I think it was January 15, 2011, when we started off the year. Now, I always kick off the year with an evaluation of why I'm in business, why I'm doing what I'm doing, whether I was in the music business, or whether we're doing internet marketing, or whether you're doing real estate strategies. The start of the year is always a good time to evaluate what you're doing. And at the start of the year, I actually talked about, in the strategy session, the BI triangle from Robert Kiyosaki's best-selling book, what the rich know that the poor and middle class don't. Okay, and that was the book I got this from. And really, it's about putting your business to the test and answering the questions that he's got here on the screen in the BI triangle. But the most important thing that we need to know and we need to have in our business is the foundation and the slab and the concrete. That is the mission. We need to know exactly what that is before we even try and start a business. Okay, and without that, then you're sort of building on on rocky ground, or building on the sand, if you like, like a biblical metaphor. But Robert Kiyosaki will not start a business venture unless he has the mission, the team, and the leadership in place on who's going to work on that project. And really, you want to think about over the Christmas break, what's your mission? Why are you doing what you're doing? And and for us, we've got many different missions. Big Fat Marketing has a mission, and our Webinar Magic program has a mission, And all the things that we do, each different project, each different product has a mission, okay? Or you can have an overall mission for your company if everything fits underneath that. But at the end of the day, that's what's going to motivate you when you're not motivated. That's what's going to push you, and it should push you when you feel exhausted or you want to give up. That mission is what it's all about. And any big, good, solid company has a mission. And it's something that focus on it every single day, work on it. Just spend a few hours, think about it, write down some ideas, talk to other people in your organization, and come up with a mission. Our one for our webinar magic program is, just to give you an example, is a webinar coaching program such as the world has never seen that can produce an absolutely predictable result in the hands of novice clients trained only in our system. How to take any client whatsoever, help them prepare a product, presentation, and a package to sell and make money all in 8 weeks. And how to do it significantly below the competition and a quality better than anyone around and a profit that will justify it being done. I sort of stole that a little bit from 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, but that's what I've got on my wall and that's what we focus on. So anytime we go through tough times, we all do in business, and sometimes you feel like it's never going to happen, you can basically just pull out your mission and think about that. So what's your mission? And think about that. Then the next, on that same episode, Ray, do you remember this girl?
Yeah, this is a really, really good one, Mrs. Jo Barnes.
Absolutely, absolutely.
The Facebook chick.
Absolutely. Jo Barnes, she actually, I met her for the first time at an event in 2010. I think it was the start of 2010. And she actually started doing webinars. She joined up with our program and started doing webinars. And she was in real estate. She was like going through absolute ups and downs, like everybody was at the time in real estate. And basically, she eventually, threw the real estate in and just said, I'm going to focus on one thing and one thing only, and I'm going to become an expert at that one thing. And Jo became a Facebook expert. She spent hours and hours and days and weeks and months learning how Facebook worked. And she just chose one system and became an expert at that. She did a whole bunch of webinars and built up a list in 4 months of, do you remember how much it was, Ray?
Her list? Yeah, it was, above 9,000 at that time. I'm sure it's
pretty good. You got a good memory. 9,500 subscribers from Facebook and webinars in just 4 months. Jo taught us the power of focus and the power of becoming an expert and giving great value. She went on to create a product on how to create 2,000 fans in 27 days and actually started making up to $2,000 a day on ClickBank thanks to her product, a $47 product. Jo is an inspirational story and an inspirational chick, and she delivers awesome stuff on the internet. She also spoke about in that interview, you can see it at our website in past episodes. I recommend everyone listen to it. I listened to it today. It was absolutely awesome and inspirational. Jo now does joint ventures with big internet marketers now because she's put herself on the map. And every single one of us needs to remember that if you focus on one thing, becoming really good at one thing, then you can definitely dominate any niche market that you want to. So congratulations to Jo, and hopefully you can take a leaf out of her book.
Absolutely. She's a great inspiration to all of us.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, next one was this gentleman here. His name's Jay Abraham, and I didn't really interview Jay Abraham, but I put this in there because it's something that I constantly keep reminding myself. And that is, are you working to the best and highest use of your time? Meaning, like every time you do a business activity, ask yourself, is this the best and highest use of my time? Because sometimes what we do in business is we start to do certain things because we try and save money. For example, you might not be a graphic designer or very good at it, but you don't want to pay someone $300 to do a logo. So you go, I'll do it myself. But when you actually look at how much you want to make from your business each year, let's say, for example, it's $1 million, then, for you to, take 4 or 8 hours to create a logo for $300 does not make sense, because your hourly rate to get to $1 million is a lot higher than that. So you need to always be doing high income earning activities and outsource everything else, okay? And this is something that I constantly do. And sometimes you've got to do it. Sometimes you've got to do the painful thing and do something that's not the best use of your time. You've got to just, you know, get it done. But always be asking yourself this question: is this activity the best and highest use of my time? And you'll never go wrong when you eventually start living your business by this principle. So a very, very powerful one.
He just looks, Steve, I just have to mention this, he looks like Robert Downey Jr.
He does actually, yeah. Absolutely. So this one here, expert. I mean, this guy has pioneered the internet marketing. You know, this is basically one of the most phenomenal creations in the internet marketing realm, in the software, and one of the best bargains too. Niche Market Samurai helps you find how many people are searching for your product. And we interviewed Eugene Ware, the creator and the CEO of Market Samurai, based out of Melbourne, and he shared with us some amazing strategies, probably the most important one that I can never hear enough of, and it is basically the most important thing when you're researching a market is to assess the dollar value of that market, okay? And Eugene in that webinar said, you can be a bad marketer in a huge market and still make a bunch of money. Or you can be a top, excellent, brilliant marketer in a small market and not make any money at all. So before you go into a market, measure the dollar value of that market, how much money is being spent in that industry or that market that you're going into. That's much more powerful. And that's absolutely true, because you can go into competitive markets, not be very good, but put stuff out, and you can get away with being a little bit B-grade. I've seen that in the music business, and when a major band gets signed, they're totally innovative and they're fresh and no one else sounds like them, all of the other labels run out and sign all other bands that are copycats of that band, and they all get signed, and some of them will fade away, but other ones become huge as well, just because, you know, someone broke the ground. So going into competitive markets, I think, is the best thing that you can do, because niche markets, you know, it's more of a risk, and you're not even sure if you can get a sale, whereas when you know people are buying, people are buying. I'm saying that a few people are saying we lost sound. Can everyone hear me okay? Can you hear me, Ray? Ray, can you hear me?
Everyone's saying yes, they can hear you. Sounds okay.
Okay, cool. Excellent, excellent. No worries. I'll leave the questions to you. You can jump right in and tell us where we're up to. Okay, guys, we've probably got about 20-something of these to go. So next was Paul Mahoney, the Twitter king, and he actually spoke with Millie, but it was actually one of Paul's tips that I pulled out of the webinar, and build a huge list solving problems thanks to Twitter. And what Paul's told us to do, and this is something we all forget, and believe it or not, in January when I did the webinar with him, I said, I'm going to go back and watch that webinar, because there were some absolute beautiful nuggets in that one, specifically this tip here, the search feature in Twitter. Go to Twitter and search for your target market. What's your keywords? And also, Paul says, ask a question. You know, if you're teaching webinars, how to run a webinar. You know, best webinar platform. Or whatever it is that's your market, type in what someone would ask on Twitter and you'll get all the people searching for it. Then click on all those people and add them. Start following those people and start writing to them. You know, it's a very, very powerful strategy that you can outsource to someone else to do for you, but you can get a laser-targeted list with this amazing platform, Twitter, the micro-blog platform that allows you to pinpoint and find people that are looking for solutions to their problem, and that can be your product. So, powerful tip from Paul, and I think that was webinar number 3 or 4. I can't remember now, but that was early on. Once again, that is on the Big Fat Marketing website under past episodes. Check that one out. Oh, my good friend Kenny Goodman. I met Kenny at Ed Dale's seminar, and what I loved about Kenny was that he actually talked about internet marketing like it's real estate, and that's what Ray and I love, real estate when it's going up, right, Ray? And basically, you know, how owning all of your domain names and owning the Twitter URL with your name on it and your business name and the YouTube channel with your product name and the Facebook fan page with your product name are all web assets that are worth money, that when you package them up and sell a business or you know, go to get it valued to get rid of it or whatever, to get investors, these are all very powerful assets to have to build strength around your business and your brand as well. So that's a huge revelation this year, and I saw Kenny speaking last year, but it's still very, very fresh information. And I think that webinar's gone missing, Ray. I can't find that webinar. Do you know where that one is? I think it's webinar number 4 or something like that.
When we started out, some of those webinars went missing in action. We had a bit of technical difficulties, but we sorted it out. Now we've got a dedicated person to record all these webinars. So
absolutely.
We sort of lost it in the mix there. But we're going to get Kenny on next year again. So I believe
absolutely.
That there's an opportunity for him to go and jump on Bizstat Marketing again. So yeah.
Absolutely, guys. If you know where the lost webinar with Kenny Goodman is, then please send it in, return it, and we'll give you a reward for that as well. If anyone did record it, then please send it in to us. But that was what Kenny was showing us, the power of web assets. So tonight what I want you to do, go and register your domain name of your name. Go and register the domain name that you've been putting off. Okay, it's $10. That's pretty good insurance, right? Go and get the Twitter URL for the product name that you've got. Go and get the YouTube URL for the product name that you've got. Go and get the Facebook fan page for the URL that you've got as well for your product. So go and get those. They're assets, and don't wait until someone else gets them. I'm a classic example. I could have registered so many other webinar URLs, and I just thought, there'll be plenty of time. And now you're lucky to find a webinar name when we're coming up with a new product. We couldn't even find a name because all the URLs have been registered. So don't let that happen to you. Get out there and register as many domain names as you can for 1 year. Cost you $10, and make a decision if you keep them next year. But owning your own web assets is huge. And when buying and selling websites gets bigger, these are things that are going to add to the value of your sales. So make sure you grab that. Do you know this guy, Ray? Do you know this guy who he is?
Yeah, Mr. Graham. Lovely guy.
I call him Jumping Jim Graham, and for obvious reasons, he's always on his laptop. And this guy here and I actually generated in the live challenges that we did, we generated over $100,000 in about 12 days. God knows how much else we've generated from JV webinars, I think another 150 grand from a few different JVs here and there. I can't even remember. Probably Jim and I, did some joint ventures this year and really put him on the map and really, highlighted, Jim's skill, and plus his wife as well. Jim's wife was in the background until I heard her speak. I said, Jim, can we get your missus on as well? You can have a break tonight. But seriously, Jim revealed in a webinar how he, and I witnessed this live, over 1 million YouTube views in 7 days, hijacking major events. And Jim talked about, and I listened to this part as well, Jim talked about how to get special events that are on, like the Grammys, the Oscars, sporting events, charities, royal weddings, whatever it is that's going on, and how to attach your product, your campaign to the back of that. Okay, it's got to be a little bit relevant, but there's ways to do it, and that's what Jim revealed in that webinar, how to hijack other people's traffic from major events to basically get huge conversions. I think Jim got over 10,000 hits on his website. I think there was over 1,000 subscribers he got, and it was absolutely awesome because I was in Phoenix, Arizona at the time at Jim's place, drinking beer and watching him and the other guys stressing out about putting this campaign together and watching the Super Bowl. And believe it or not, they did it, guys. They made it happen. Over 1 million. What would 1 million YouTube views do for your business right now? Check out that webinar because it's a free webinar, and Jim reveals how to do it exactly. It was massively powerful. Do you remember that one, Ray?
Absolutely, and I call Jim an innovator, mate. He's someone that comes up with nothing. He's off the chain. Great job on Big Fat Marketing as well.
All right, Ray, your voice is cutting out a little bit. That's okay. But I think I got the picture. You called Jim an innovator. I got that. Here's another innovator, guys, a guy called Simon Williams, an expert called the App Man, wrote one of the first books on apps for our internet marketing. And what was cool about this guy is that he talked about how much more powerful having an app is. And I've got to admit, I haven't done this yet because, I mean, how many things are there to do in this business? But he said how much more impact an app could make rather than a website when you've got 1 trillion, get this, 1 trillion websites. There's 1 trillion websites out there. He said an app competing is like 7 million times more impact. 7 million times more impact with an app. And when you realize this, it's easy to jump on board. I haven't yet, and something we're talking about right now is creating some apps and stuff. Ray's always coming up with ideas, but we've just been so busy, we haven't had time to even do an app. But I think this is a very, very powerful, you know, market. It's just going to get bigger. And guys, we can tap into this with some software. You can create apps yourself as well. So hugely powerful stuff in that one.
What's his name? Simon.
That was Simon. Simon. Let me have a look here. I've got it written down. Simon Williams.
Simon Williams. That's it.
Yeah, Simon, lovely guy and awesome book too. Gave me a copy of his book and brilliant, brilliant stuff. Keep it flying. This was me, guys, at the seminar talking about a launch. So what happened was we did the launch, the first launch for the year, Authority Backlink Pro, the first time I've ever launched a product live in front of an audience and the first time I've ever launched a product and sold it the conventional way of building an internet business. And all the revenue we generated came from actual webinars. But this method of launching a product in 4 days was thanks to the World Internet Summit. They asked me to do it. And because I've never done it before, I took the challenge and basically talked about in the webinar after the challenge how we generated $38,000 in just 4 days and how the most important thing is no matter how much pressure you're under, you got to keep it flying. You know, all of us will get pressure when we're in the middle of a product, whether we're in the middle of a launch, where, you know, whatever you're doing, you just got to keep it flying. You've got to keep moving forward. There's going to be times when you want to quit. There's going to be times where you're not sure if what you're doing is good. There's going to be times when you're doubting whether the website will convert. They're all things that I felt. And imagine doing it and then having to show 400 people who are staring at you and you've got till Sunday to make money for them. Can you imagine that added pressure? Well, that's what I was under at that time. And I remember ringing up Jim, and I said, Jim, what are we going to do? And he said, just keep it flying, and because he's a pilot. And he said, just keep moving, and don't let it stall. And I remember one day to go, put out the video sales letter, and I was thinking, this is never going to work. And over $38,000 in 4 days. Guys, so you never underestimate yourself. Never try and guess what the market's going to do, because even, I've learned this, even the best experts in the world, and I've talked to them all and I've got all their advice when doing these challenges, some of the things work and some of their advice doesn't work, okay? And that's the difference between success and failure. It's failing so many times until you get ultimate success when you're absolutely committed to making it happen. And Jim and I call it keeping it flying. Do not let your plane crash, and your plane is your project. So do not let it, you know, come down. Keep it flying, whatever it takes. Just keep it happening. And mind mapping was next. Ray, remember you did a mind mapping special, Ray?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I remember that one, mate. That's a bit of a messy mind map, but it sort of makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Now, what I recommend all of you do is go to Officeworks and get a cheap whiteboard for about $80, and even if you're renting, staple it into the wall, okay? And you can, because you're going to be so rich after this that you're basically going to be able to pay someone to come in and paint the house when you move out to buy your mansion anyway. But go and get a whiteboard and put it around, and then every time you start a project, kick it off with this mind map, okay? And basically you put your thing in the middle, whatever the name of the project is. In this case it was World Internet Summit. And then draw a line off it and go, what do I need to do? I need a website. I need for the website, I need these pages, sales page, upsell page, thank you page, Fusion HQ, we're using Gym system or our system, domain name, what's the name of the product? We didn't even have this, right? But this mind map, this is where they say everything starts in your mind, okay? This mind map really started out, I think, 4 weeks before we launched the product. Jim will be able to confirm this later, but 4 weeks before we launched I think it was April, we started working on it, and we didn't even have a name for the URL. We didn't have a name, an upsell offer. We didn't even have all this stuff, but we still wrote it down. This is what we need. And that's the power of a mind map, because, you know, when you're looking at it, you realize what you've forgotten. You go, oh, I've got to add this. I've got to add that. I haven't added this yet. You just draw another line, and then you're away, okay? And what we do with this went on to become, this, you know, whiteboard mind map went on to become $44,797 in 4 days. On the fifth day, it actually went over $50,000 in revenue. So this is truly how to plan your business if you actually have trouble planning, the easiest way to do it, okay? Draw it all out on a mind map first, and then go to Basecamp and input all of these, you know, tasks and put dates on them. That's how we run all of our launches now, and it's absolutely the best thing. Basecamp and mind maps, you know, it's the best thing out there.
Just wanted to add something to that, Stephen. If you wanted to use mind maps in your computer, there's plenty of softwares out there that you can actually purchase for your iPhones, for your computers, for your Mac, for any device that you can pretty much get. And there's heaps of them out there on the market. So
absolutely,
quite suited to you, and grab a copy.
Yeah, absolutely. Brilliant, brilliant stuff. There's free copies out there. I like the whiteboard. I've tried the softwares, and they're good. But I prefer the whiteboard. I like to see everything right there in front of me and absolutely, you know, get it down. This one is an awesome one. Who stole my daily budget? If you remember, we actually spoke to my good friend Mark Halwani, who's worked in the pay-per-click industry, worked on Google ads and worked in Facebook ads and Bing and Yahoo and all of that. Mark revealed something that absolutely shocked the internet marketing world when he said that he's seen and heard of companies that actually steal your daily budget. So they have clients that actually have a $100 daily budget, and if the budget doesn't get spent, then the company keeps it. So they might be only spending $20 and the company's keeping $80. Why am I telling you this? So that you know and you take control of your business and do not get ripped off, so you know what's going on in the marketplace, because, you know, media buying, advertising buying online is going to get bigger, and it's going to become a necessity in your business. And we told it to you first, that companies out there are ripping people off blind, and for you not to be a victim of that. And how do you not be a victim? Well, Mark explained it in plain English on that webinar. Go and watch it. And Mark told us, he said, you have to get reports directly from the source that you're actually spending money with. So if you're doing Facebook ads, then make sure you're getting the report from Facebook, not the company's report, because that could be doctored and you could be spending a lot less than what you're actually, you're paying for a lot less than what you're actually getting, okay? So Mark absolutely will put his neck on the line and told us this golden information so that we can learn how to not get ripped off, because this is a very, very important area. Media buying, something we're going to be doing in the future next year. I've got an expert that's going to come in that spends $1 million to $2 million a month on advertising, and you'll be happy to hear that he makes $3 and $4 million a month, and as a result of doing that. So we're going to show you a lot of media buying next year, as well as Mark's going to be coming in as well and telling us what's going on with the latest. So remember that. That was a top webinar, wasn't it, Ray?
Awesome one. Mark's a gold. Mark is gold.
Absolutely, mate, absolutely. G'day to Mark if he's listening as well, because he called us today. All right, here's a lovely young lady who had never done internet marketing before up until February this year, started doing webinars, and she really showed us how easy it is to create a product out of nothing and sell it. So what did she do? She's an author. She loves to write books. She loves to study writing. She went out and interviewed a bunch of authors on how to write books, how to get them published, how to promote them, 8 interviews in total, and wrapped them up, sold them for $47, and generated a 50% conversion on her first ever webinar. So, you know, she's a great shining example to all of us. What's our excuse? Get out there, create a product, even if it's some interviews, and start selling and making money. So Emily Craven is now automating her webinars and making more money online. In fact, we're about to start selling her product as well, because it's that good. He's your friend, Ray. You want to tell us what he was talking about?
Yeah, Mr. Carl van der Paar. Carl van der Paar gave some awesome tips to actually get backlinks to YouTube and get better rankings on YouTube. He was actually saying, you know, why would you want to actually try to get Google rankings when you can get YouTube rankings? And YouTube is a less competitive market, and there's more opportunities in actually getting better ranking in video marketing. That's right, Steve?
Absolutely, mate, absolutely. And Carl really taught us how another very important thing, which is PageRank, finding YouTube channels with a high PageRank and becoming friends with them and getting your links onto their page. That's going to lift your website. It's just like hanging out with positive people. When you put your URL on a good YouTube PageRank channel, you're lifting yourself up, okay? So very, very powerful. Carl's webinar was hugely powerful and definitely big fat marketing webinar, you know, up there with the best. So he's actually going to do another webinar with us, and we're going to promote that really soon. But go and watch Carl's webinar on big fat marketing. Believe me, that is one of the best YouTube lessons I've ever had. And absolutely loved it, and love Carl as well. He's a legend.
Another thing, Namiki actually said, I used Carl's technique and got my video on page one in 2 days. So that's fantastic, Namiki.
Well done, Namiki. Well done. Thank you. Namiki's a legend too. One of our best big fat marketing attendees, always giving us positive feedback and making us feel good about, you know, this whole program. And thanks for all your nice comments through the whole year, Namiki. Appreciate it very, very much. So does Ray and everyone else. Managing email. We did a webinar about how to use Gmail and how we've turned it into a support desk, into a sales system where we can track sales. And with Gmail, if I lost everything in my whole business, guys, with Gmail, I could recover my whole business. That's how powerful Gmail is. And that's what we taught in that webinar, how to filter all of your business and all of the overload of emails by using labels in Google. So if you're struggling with email right now, I struggled with it for years, and it's an ongoing problem, but we are now under we've got our email under so much control now that it's getting much easier to deal with. So, you know, it's always a challenge. But you know, that webinar I revealed how to use filters so that you can actually avoid the overload with email. You're going to love this one, Ray. You recognize this guy?
Yeah, I was speaking to him today, actually.
Absolutely.
He was telling me, no, you sell one of your property, you don't pay capital gain tax, it's okay, you sell.
That is none other than our real estate accountant and business as well, Yuk Wong, CPA. We got him on a webinar, and Yuk taught us, guys, right now you're probably sitting on some money. Right now, if you're working 9 to 5 in a job and you're paying tax, right, and this is mainly for Australians, but look into it if you're in another country. But, you know, how to claim 25 to 35% of your home office, you know, even if you own your own home. If you've got you're working right now in a job, then you can be offsetting what you're doing on the internet, you know, getting some of your PAYG tax back in your pocket, okay? And if you've got a company right now and you're actually working from home, then you can be claiming that also. And even if you own your own home. So Yuk said that if you own your own home as an individual and you have an entity, a company, a PTY Limited or a corporation or whatever it's called, then your corporation can rent from you as the homeowner and pay rent, you know, 25 to 35%, depending on how much of your house you're using as an office. But talk to your accountant, because there's money in the bank right now if you can actually use this strategy. Also, in that webinar, what was great, Ray, I've heard a lot of internet marketers saying strategies and teaching in Australia strategies that actually aren't true when it comes to collecting tax. And on that webinar, Yuk really set the record straight, what you can and what you can't claim, and the way that the tax department actually looks at, you know, your claims and stuff like that. Because you can claim anything on tax, guys, and you might get away with it. But if you get audited, if the tax department wants to see your books and you've done stuff that's not right, then you could be in for a hell of a fine and also interest that goes along with that. And they are ruthless. So make sure you get a good accountant and that your accountant knows is part of your team. One of the most important things in our team has been our accountant. We sit down with him every 3 months, every 6 months, you know, not just once a year, and we take him out to lunch and we ask him questions. Ray and I have personally gone out with Yook probably two or three times this year and sat down and asked a bunch of questions. So make sure you talk to your accountant, figure out what you can be claiming, courses, YouTube, things that you're purchasing like subscriptions and tools and software and stuff like that. Very, very powerful and very important.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, Stephen, I told him that we're going fishing together. So we expect a phone call from York saying, when are we going fishing?
We're going fishing. Oh, geez, that's going to be scary. All right, so next we talked about understanding video. Video, and we've done a lot of webinars on video, guys, but we did this special one. Ray and I put together a special webinar to teach you how our video process works because video is very confusing. I mean, there's all these stupid names like FLV, MP3, WMV, MOV, MP4, and you can lose your mind when it comes to video, and it's, you know, absolutely a painful process. And on top of that, you know, Apple doesn't play FLV and WMV. And, you know, FLV won't play on an iPhone and an iPad. And an MOV won't work on a PC. And a PC won't work on an EMV. And it's this annoying process of video because all these companies want to control everything. And I hate them all. And I want to kill all those companies because they're all competing against each other and they're all just trying to get everyone to use their stuff. But there is light at the end of the tunnel because on this webinar, Understanding Video on Big Fat Marketing, we covered all of this information in 45 minutes. So you don't have to filter through, you know, piles of information and piles of garbage. You can actually just watch this webinar and learn exactly what to do. Now, the video we use is MP4. And MP4 with the players that we use, EZS3 with I think Total Video Player or that what's that other one? Easy Video Player. I can't remember the name of it, but it's out there. And MP4 allows us to play now on iPhones, iPads, and all that. So MP4 is the format you want. And you're happy to say to all the PC users that Camtasia allows you to export in MP4. So whenever you do a Camtasia video, whenever you're pre-recording a webinar on Camtasia or you're recording a webinar with Camtasia, then export it as an MP4 and you can pop that onto a blog and it will be able to be viewed by an iPad, iPhone, and all other, you know, smartphones as well. So that was a great webinar. And believe it or not, guys, this is what we mean when we say keep it flying, because Ray and I had nothing to talk about on that webinar, and an expert that we had pulled out with only half an hour to go. Ray said, let's cancel the show and let's kick back and relax. I said, let's come up with something. What can we talk about? Let's talk about video. And we put that webinar together literally just minutes to go, and we just squeezed it in there. So whatever happens, guys, whatever happens in your business, keep it flying, okay, and just keep going. Doesn't matter. You know, people will appreciate any information that you give, because there's always something that they can learn. Okay, and then we looked at which systems we use, okay, which systems that we've got in our business. Ray, you've only been in internet marketing for, what, a year and a half, something like that. Now, what's some of you want to go through some of these systems?
World Internet Office, GoToWebinar.com, Basecamp HQ, Sugar CRM. Yeah, absolutely, WorldInternetOffice.com. Now, WorldInternetOffice.com is the same thing as One Shopping Cart. It's got multiple options there where you, like an autoresponder. It accepts payments. It's got an affiliate software as well. So you can actually, if you've got a program which you want other people to sell, they can actually provide that link where people can actually start selling your products. And that's pretty much it. Go to webinar.com. You're listening to it now. Okay, we use that as well. Basecamp HQ, that's a great software for managing outsourcing and to keeping your team close together no matter where they're working. So if you want to monitor someone, means basically as soon as he's finished with the task, he'll actually notify you. So you make sure you're on top of things and the things don't actually go past the deadline. It's a great piece of software as well. You can also have it on your iPhone or or mobile phone or whatever device you have. Sugar CRM, well, that spells it all. It's a client relationship management tool. It basically enables us to write down anything happens with our client base so we can actually remain professional. So if I speak to a client tomorrow, if a client decides to give me a call and starts talking about something I don't know, all I have to do is simply just type in their name and all this information about the client so I don't look like an idiot. So it's idiot-proof software called Sugar CRM, great piece of tool we use here in our company.
Absolutely. Ray, if I could, sorry, mate, if I could just interject there, let me just say, Sugar CRM, guys, there's a free version. It's free. And you just set it up on your server, get someone to do that for you. It's one-time fee to do that. And here you can manage your business like a real business. Okay, this is something that's missing in internet marketing especially, and in most businesses, the real estate company I work for didn't have this either. As Ray said, when a customer calls or emails, you want to know their history immediately. You don't want them to have to repeat themselves over and over. So what we've started implementing in our business is records. Whenever we have a deal with a client, then you enter it into the Sugar CRM. Now, there is some double handling with these different systems, but you know, you can't put a price on delivering great service to customers because you know that's going to come back to you tenfold. And I just want to say quickly before we move on, these systems that we use, okay, and there's a couple more, cost only $250 a month. Can you believe that? $250 a month, and this is the systems that allow us to generate over $1.8 million in revenue. So it's very, very powerful, these systems, and how cheap they are. It's astonishing how cheap and easy it is. Google is free, Calendars is free, Fusion HQ. Well, we bought that off Jim when it was a special, and we got a lifetime license for $2,500. If those of you that picked it up at that price, you can't get the lifetime anymore. I think it's $100 a month now. But WordPress is free, Skype is free, Gmail free. So a couple of systems there that can totally allow you to dominate your business. And I want to say, if you're on the sideline and you haven't gone out and gotten to GoToWebinar yet, what are you doing? If you haven't got World Internet Office, the best system to manage your affiliates, to manage your shopping cart, to manage your autoresponders, you know, what are you doing? These are the systems that you need to make a successful business. So get out there and get them and start to make money. Okay, once you get them, then you give yourself an excuse. Now you have to pay for them, so you make it happen. Offline and online PR. Remember this one. Kate actually told me how she could get me on A Current Affair, and what she actually said scared me. And I said, I don't think I'm ready for that yet, because she told us the difference between offline and online PR. Okay, and she told us in that webinar, make sure you're always writing for the online world. Okay, and make sure you're always writing in a way that. And this is how she described it. She said offline. She goes, in an offline press release, media release, you cannot write your URL in there. When you're sending your offline media release to the journalist, do not put your URL in there. But when you're doing online media release, press releases, include the URL to your site in the body, okay? And it's very powerful because it seems like someone's writing it about you and people can click on your link and go to your website. Instant credibility, and that was the best thing that I pulled out of the PR webinar. Ray, you remember anything gold out of that one besides that?
What I remember Kate saying is having an online love affair. I'll never forget that, where Google and there was another website actually have an online love affair and they actually rank each other. And she does a really, really good job of actually,
absolutely,
you know,
yeah,
blowing kisses.
I remember the love affair. Can anyone remember that? What that was? Can anyone remember what
Web-wire,
that was?
Web-wire, yeah, Fabio. Thank you very much, Fabio. For that was Webwire, wasn't it, Stephen?
Webwire, Fabio. Thank you very much, Fabio. And thank you for that amazing gift. We got this amazing gift from Fabio. Thank you very much, Fabio. That was very, very nice of you. Fabio sent us a card and a beautiful gift for Christmas and said, "Dear Steve, Ray, and all the Big Fat Marketing team, just wanted to say thanks. All the great content provided on the show, a great webinar, seminar, being givers, wishing you a safe and happy festive season and a prosperous 2012. Keep well, Fabio." So from Perth, thanks, Fabio. We really appreciate that. You really brought a smile to our face. Thank you very much.
That was great, and there's a reason why we're actually drunk on this webinar right now, because he sent us beer.
No, exactly. Thanks to Fabio. The Christmas party has started early. But seriously, the PR, Webwire, that webinar will make you money every day of the week once you get your press releases out there. Who could forget Matt Phipps? Just had a baby recently, and he is still cranking along. Critical outsourcing tips is what he showed us. Always understand what task you're outsourcing. This is a big struggle for me because I don't know how to program software and build websites. So when I'm telling one of my outsourcers to do something, I don't know, you know, how long it should take. I don't know, you know, what's involved with it. So I learned to start to ask questions and just be patient with yourself and have them explain it to you. And guess what? If they explain it to you and you don't understand, guess what you say? I don't understand. Can you explain it again? And force them to do that until you understand what's involved, because you're not as dumb as you think you are. Well, at least I've realized I'm not as dumb as I think I am sometimes, right? Because, you know, you sell yourself short because you don't know about some particular thing, but you will get enough of an understanding. And Jim will, you know, testify to this as well. On many Skype calls under pressure, I've asked them to explain it again and again and again, because I've got to make a decision whether we're going to refund customers or we're going to, you know, find another way to deal with the problem on a launch. You know, so I've had to do this strategy out of necessity, and I want you from now on to block out time, sit down with your outsourcer and ask them every question you can about the task until they make you understand exactly what they need to do.
A good example was when you were speaking to the developer, and one of these developers, Stephen, they were explaining to you something to you in developer language. You say, explain it to me again. And they explained it to me, and he goes, explain it to me again. And then they explained it to you, and they go, explain it to me again. You must have asked them about 6-7 times to explain it to him. Then the final time you go, explain it to me like I'm a 3-year-old.
Were you there when I said that?
Yeah, I was there. That was great.
That's funny, yeah, because most of the time I'm thinking about something else when they're talking, to be honest, because it's just so boring what they're saying, and what they're talking about is just, you know, just technical crap. But anyway, that's what you got to do, and that's how you outsource properly. And then who can forget the lovely and talented Jill McIntyre taught us about ourselves and our personalities. This is important in business because you're dealing with outsourcers, you're dealing with staff, you're dealing with affiliates. You have to understand the different personalities. And Jill works on the personality principle that we're all either north, east, west, or south. And to persuade the others that you work with to see your point of view, to get on board with what your mission is, you need to understand what personality they are, what motivates them, what drives them. And in fact, Jill did a webinar we sent out last week. You should all watch that. Go and watch the replay for that, because that was a great webinar. And she taught us north, east, south and west, and I remember saying on the webinar, and everyone started laughing, that Ray and I are Middle East. Some people will get that later.
I remember that she asked you. So you're an east person, you're a west person. She goes, no, I think I'm a Middle East.
I'm a Middle East for sure. That's for sure. Throw me a kebab and some tabbouleh, and I'll be happy. All right. So the Google Plus. Google released Google Plus, and this news about search engine optimization and how it was changing, and Panda. So we brought in a search engine optimization specialist, a product creator, and an all-around great guy, very, very underground internet marketer, Rob Maggs. And Rob Maggs told us on that webinar that Google Plus is allowing us to assess the value of your site. So you can assess the value of someone's site just by the Google Plus button. And he said, since Panda came out, his sites are ranking even better. So he's getting more rankings because he's delivering better information. People are giving him a Google Plus, clicking on the button, and then Google's ranking him better as a result of that. So what Rob does, and what I love about the way Rob works, Rob is not a spamming developer. Rob creates software that is against spam, okay? And he's got great integrity, and I love the way that he looks at the internet. It's all about delivering great content. He's an ambassador and a great guy and a great developer as well. So you're going to be seeing more of Rob on our team next year in Big Fat Marketing. He got a little bit busy. He was going to come on and do an SEO tip every week, but he just got a little bit busy. Mainly because Ray and I saw how good he was, we hired him and said, can you just do our stuff? So he's gotten busy because we pay him every month to do our SEO now. But he'll be back next year to share some strategies for you as well. But that was a great webinar too on Google Plus and how you can benefit from that. Okay, who could forget this lovely guy, Andy Sacker? Andy, released a book called How to Build a Huge List by Interviewing Experts. And Andy's a great guy. I just spoke at the Brett McFall event, Success Speed, and absolutely, thrilled the crowd with just how easy it is to start a business. He's done some big joint ventures as a result of just interviewing experts. And that's all we do every week. We do this strategy. That's why we got Andy on. We do this strategy that Andy's teaching, and that's his book right there, hardcover book, How to Make Money Interviewing Experts. Andy's a great guy. It was a great webinar, and Andy went on to do another webinar with us where he sold a product for $197 or $500 or something like that, that teaches you how to interview experts, and that's a course that every single one of you should go and get. It's a brilliant course, and it's going to teach you how to get out from behind that computer and really start to build your networking skills, build your network, and start to joint venture and sell other people's products. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you're not selling other people's products, you're missing out on hundreds of thousands of dollars. Because just this year, we've already done over a couple of $100,000 in joint venture revenue. That's selling other people's products. It's not even ours. Okay? So that's what you've got to do. Interview experts. That's what Andy talks about in his book. I'm not going to cover any more on that. And here we have one of the webinars of the year. In fact, I call this the webinar of the year. And this gentleman gets my award for the webinar of the year. In fact, I'm promoting this webinar right now. It is James Webmore, and he taught us how to write a sales video. It was the best webinar. The Big Fat Marketing one was great. It was brilliant. He actually went on and did another webinar that was absolutely mind-blowing. So I gave him the Webinar of the Year award for this year, and it was the great value. Ray, have you got anything to add to that one?
No, great value, very informative, and he certainly picks up a lot of false facts in marketing. And one of the things I really liked about James is how he actually just tested many different methods of video marketing and found to be one that makes him get the best conversions. And he says the simpler ones are the better ones. And he's got some great piece of tools which he shared with us and how to actually get that better conversion through video marketing. So great guy, and it was a great webinar as well. Very
absolutely. Absolutely, Ray. That's true. And Rob Overall is saying he agrees it was the best webinar of the year. And Namiki said she actually purchased his product, which was another reason I gave him best webinar award, because his product was $197 down from $500. And what he revealed, and I'm going to send you a link to register for the webinar if you haven't seen it. I just sent you a link for it. But listen to this, guys. He actually showed us that all you need on a page, okay, and I'm going to draw this really quickly. Stick around, guys, because we've got Jim and Emily coming up in a moment who've got this Facebook breaking news as well as a gift we've got for you that you only get if you're on the webinar. So stick around for 2 seconds. All he said was have a headline, okay? Have a headline. Do not worry about a banner. Do not worry about a graphic up there. Just have a headline. And then he said have your sales video, okay, on a white page, and then have your add to cart button or your opt-in form here, whichever one. That's all the formula for a brilliant sales page. He's tested it. He's done it all. And James Webmore told us that that's the way to actually build a successful sales page, a sales video sales page. He said you don't even need the long-winded sales letters anymore, which I agree. It's absolutely brilliant stuff. So James Webmore gets the Webinar of the Year award, and check out that webinar. We're nearly at the end here. Before we get to Jim, I talked about webinars equaling higher conversion rates. As always, I know I'm always harping about webinars, guys, but if you're not in the Webinar Magic course yet, then get in our program and let us teach you how to make money from webinars. Okay, one of the most important strategies you can be doing to make money in your market is webinars. And it's not just internet marketing. We've got vets, lawyers, barristers, real estate agents. We've got authors. We've got you know, real estate people. We've got all different, like, all different markets, you know what I mean? Animal genetic markets, fruit and vegetable, cooking. Every different market now is doing webinars, and if you're not doing it, then you're missing out on web TV. You should be doing it right now. We've just created a year's worth of content. I'm running through, you know, 50 hours of content that we've created by doing webinars. So, and interviewing experts and building relationships and then turning those relationships into money. And you know, you're looking at the formula right now. You're watching it. You join us every week and you're seeing the web TV formula. This is where it's going. Next year we're going to be doing some new things as well, but it's the same structure. Build great content, interview experts, JV with them, make money. That's the formula. Build a huge list. That's what webinars allows you to do. So if you're not doing them, then get off your ass and start doing webinars, okay? I'm not going to harp any more on that, but that's what I talked about, and that's it for 2011. Now, what you've all been waiting for, a webinar, yeah, I think two webinars that, Jim and Emily did for us. Number one was the new Facebook profile. Just a few weeks ago, Jim and Emily talked about how powerful the new Facebook profile is and how you can use it for your business to start to, you know, put little you know, combinations of your personal life and your business together inside your personal profile, and as well as, you know, fan pages and all of that stuff. But they're here today to talk to us about something that is rocking the Facebook world, and something that is a very, very big problem, and they've managed to solve it in the last 2 hours, and I'm going to bring them on the call right now. I've got Emily and Jim. I've got Emily right there. Emily, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. Can you hear me? And Jim's right here, too.
I can hear you.
Hello.
I can hear you. Jim, I can hear you, and Emily, I can hear you. How are you guys?
Yeah. Excellent.
All right. Have you enjoyed the
year-end
review?
I like the webinar so far.
Oh,
yeah, it's
awesome.
Been great. I especially like this current slide.
The which one?
The current slide.
Oh, yeah, the big bald guy behind you is absolutely gorgeous. So tell us, guys, what's going on? You're currently on holidays in Thailand, still on your internet marketing holiday. It's been a hell of a journey for you this year. I mean, you came from, you know, doing multiple different strategies and working in different industries and all to internet marketing and just how's life going?
Life is really wonderful. I love Chiang Mai, Thailand. I could live here forever. But it's been a fun ride, and I love, you know, hip-hopping from internet cafe to internet cafe and doing what I love doing, which is internet marketing on Facebook.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Jim, I know you've obviously, you love Thailand as well, and your missus, you're dragging her around to all the Starbuckses that we work in. We actually came up with FB Site Creator in Thailand in a Starbucks, right?
We did, actually. I remember that day specifically because we were given, remember that it was 17 days, Stephen, from the time we came up with the product and the name until the actual physical launch. It was 17 days. And yeah, it was a lot of work during those days. But we started right here in Thailand, just down the street from where we are right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, something is breaking news. Facebook has changed something. Can you guys give us a rundown on what's going on and how to fix it?
Right, so Facebook has changed their developer section, and the biggest way that it affects me or our business with creating custom fan pages is that they are taking away the app profile page. So when you create an app in the developer section of Facebook, you at the same time are creating an app profile page, and then there's a link that says add to my page. Well, that is all going away aside from the developer section, and so now they're telling you have to create kind of a link or an add to my page button on your own website in order to integrate all this. And so this is obviously has been kind of put a jam in our business, since we get like 20 fan pages up in a day, and now we're like, what do we do? So, but we figured it out. There's a little code, and online I just could not find any answers, so it's just a lot of trial and error. But we figured it out, which I'm so thankful for.
Wow. And Emily, just tell us, does this affect an existing fan page that we have right now, or only for new ones?
Only for new ones. Facebook fan pages that are already connected to the app and the custom page won't be affected whatsoever. It's just the new ones and in the way they connect with each other in the future.
Right. And also, Stephen, what this affects is anybody that's on Facebook that's wanting to create a fan page any way, shape, or form, they have to go through these steps in order to make it work.
Wow, that is full on. That is full on. Now, guys, this is groundbreaking information because no one actually knows how to, you know, solve this problem at the moment. And what we're going to actually do is tomorrow we've got a very special webinar where Emily's going to come online and show us exactly how to do that, as well as something else that's special. And guys, do you want to tell everyone what this year's special gift is? Because we've got a gift for everyone, and it's coming up on your screen right now.
Right.
A Christmas gift from Jim, Emily, Ian, myself, Ray, and the whole Big Fat Marketing team. We're going to give you guys a copy of, go for it, Jim.
FB Response, which is the leading edge way of building a high quality email list straight from using Facebook. You can actually do it anywhere, but it takes the Facebook registered email address, Stephen. Very, very powerful when it comes to building a list quickly.
Absolutely, guys, and we call it the one-click list building made easy, and I've been using this with some Facebook ads, and my opt-in rate is very, very high, guys. I'm getting a huge opt-in rate, and I'm getting, what's the best about it is I know that I'm getting the real email address of the person. And this is valued at $47. We released it in the UK, and it was only for 4 days, and it's been off the market since because there's been some significant upgrades. And anybody who has purchased it already, we're going to give you free upgrades, okay? And anyone who hasn't purchased it, we're going to give you a free copy on this webinar, but you have to email Ray at Big Fat Marketing right in just after this webinar. It has to be in by today if you're going to get it. $47 value. Now, if you already own the software, we're also going to give you a copy of FB Site Creator and Authority Backlink Pro as well. So if you don't own the software, you're going to get FB Response. If you already own the software, then we'll give you a copy of the other software to make up for that. But you're going to get the free upgrade. And best of all, Jim, Emily, you guys are going to come on and show us what's been upgraded with the software because you're working in Thailand with the developer. Tell us all about that. Can you give us some tips on what we're going to cover tomorrow night?
So we'll be covering how to take the software and put it in a fan page and also how in our old version, it was just 5 autoresponders, but we've expanded that to include all autoresponders, and I'm going to walk you through how to do that with any autoresponder that you may have.
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. Now, I'm just sending the link in here, guys, to the webinar. Register for that right now. Click on the questions box, and you'll see I'm just putting it in there about 10 times. Now, what Emily just said is very powerful because we had many clients before that could not actually use FB Response because they used Infusionsoft or they used a different autoresponder that we didn't have. But what we've done now is it integrates now with all autoresponders. So, you know, you can basically use it with ease. So make sure you start to apply it. It's a very, very powerful software. In fact, it's probably the best software tool we've come out with, and it's really authentic. It works. It's not a magic button, guys, but what it does do is it's a magic button for getting the real email address of your customer. Now, I'm running ads all the time, and what's happening is I'm getting email addresses that bounce back. Well, with this software, it's not going to happen. You're going to get the real name and email of the person because it's dragging it straight from Facebook. And Emily, you're going to teach us something else that's very exciting, how to take the code of the actual squeeze page and put it into any page you want to. So you can capture people's names and emails from Facebook on any website that you want to, right?
Oh, yeah. I just love getting into the back end of our software and seeing what creative ways that I can be using it to, you know, get bigger lists faster. So I'm going to show you how to do that also.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's absolutely brilliant stuff. And I've got to say that what Jim and I love about Emily, besides, you know, Jim's wife, but is like she's sneaky. She gets in the back of software and figures out things that the developer who programmed it didn't even know how that it did that, right? So, you know, that's what she's going to show us how to do there, and they're going to be joining us live. That webinar is tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Daylight Time in Australia. That's 7 p.m. Sydney time, 6 p.m. Queensland. It's going to be 9 p.m. for the Kiwis, and God knows what time it's going to be in Western Australia. But that is the drill. That's the webinar. Grab your copy right now. In fact, what I might do, if you haven't emailed Ray yet, I know who's on here because I can print a report. So I'll email you a link to register for the software if you haven't got it already. So no need to bombard Ray. I will actually get a report from this webinar and email you a link to this software. You know, only for you guys that are on this webinar, you're going to get a copy of this. So FB Response, that's our Christmas gift to you. And make sure you join the webinar with Emily, Jim, and myself tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. That's going to be a cracking webinar revealing the changes in Facebook, this how to do this latest change with the developing apps, and how to make this software work for you amazingly well and build a huge list. So, guys, any last-minute words, yep. Jim, Emily, to wrap up the year?
No, that's it. We're just going to go grab a tuk-tuk and go eat dinner.
You guys enjoy yourselves. Have fun, and I look forward to speaking to you tomorrow night. Bye for now, guys.
We'll see you all tomorrow night.
Good night.
Okay, guys.
See you, Jim.
See you later.
See Emily. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Bye-bye, Ray. Right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Enough, Jim and Emily, been a great addition to the show this year, guys. Absolutely a ball of laughs and great content. Ray, any last words for Big Fat Marketing this year?
Yeah, I just want to say Merry Christmas to all the listeners, and Merry Christmas to you, Stephen, and have a great and prosperous New Year.
Absolutely, guys. Merry Christmas, guys. Have a Happy New Year, and remember, keep building your business. We've run out of time for questions, but Merry Christmas. We'll see you next year, and we look forward to hearing and seeing your success stories. Be safe, do not drink and drive, and party responsibly, and make sure you invite us to the party. We'll see you next year. Goodbye for now. Thanks again to Nino, Andrea, and everyone who helped out with this amazing show this year, and all the experts. Good night and goodbye.
Discover the most cutting-edge business and internet marketing strategies and how to generate more traffic, leads, and sales. This is Big Fat Marketing.